Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, So Rich, So Poor: Why It's So Hard to End Poverty in America is a nonfiction policy analysis by Peter Edelman, a longtime anti-poverty advocate, legal scholar, and former government official. Published by the New Press, the book examines why poverty remains persistent in the United States even after decades of economic growth and targeted social programs. Edelman argues that poverty is not mainly a matter of individual failure, but the result of structural forces that keep large groups of people stuck at the bottom of the economy. He focuses on low-wage work, family instability, weakened public assistance, and racial discrimination as interconnected causes that reinforce one another. The book also pays close attention to how these patterns affect children and young people, especially in communities of color. Written in an accessible and policy-oriented style, it is designed to explain a complex social problem in clear terms while pointing toward practical reforms that could reduce inequality and expand opportunity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, poverty persists because low-wage work has replaced secure employment for millions. An essential argument of the book is that the United States has too many people who are officially employed but still poor. Edelman shows that the growth of low-wage labor has made work an unreliable route out of poverty for a very large share of the population. This matters because public debate often assumes that employment alone solves economic hardship, when in reality many jobs pay too little, offer unstable hours, or do not provide enough income to support a family. The result is a system in which people can work full-time and still struggle to pay for rent, food, transportation, and childcare. Edelman treats this not as an individual problem, but as a labor market failure shaped by wage policy, bargaining power, and broader economic inequality. By focusing on the working poor, the book challenges simple narratives about dependency and shows why anti-poverty policy must address earnings as well as welfare benefits. In this sense, poverty reduction requires more than moving people into jobs. It requires making those jobs adequate sources of income. Secondly, family structure matters, but it does not explain poverty without attention to wages and support. Edelman gives serious attention to the large number of single-parent households among the poor, but he resists the idea that family structure is the root cause of poverty. Instead, he places it within a broader economic context. Single-parent families are especially vulnerable because they often depend on one income and have higher childcare burdens, which becomes far more difficult when wages are low and public support is limited. The book therefore treats family instability as both a social challenge and a symptom of deeper economic pressures, rather than using family structure to blame poor households. Edelman argues that policy must recognize the realities facing parents who are trying to support children with inadequate earnings and shrinking assistance. This perspective shifts the discussion away from moral judgment and toward practical support, affordable care, income supplements, and policies that make it possible to combine work and caregiving. The book's analysis is strongest when it shows how family form, labor markets, and public policy interact, making poverty harder to escape for households that lack a second earner or a dependable safety net. Thirdly, the retreat of cash assistance turned welfare from a safety net into a weak and stigmatized fallback. Another major theme is the near disappearance of cash assistance for low-income mothers and children. Edelman argues that the erosion of welfare has left many poor families without meaningful protection when wages are too low or work is unavailable. He treats this decline as a key reason. Poverty has remained stubborn even when the economy improves. The book is not simply nostalgic about older welfare systems. Instead, it emphasizes that a serious anti-poverty strategy needs direct aid that is sufficient, reliable, and accessible. Edelman also explains how political hostility to welfare has shaped public understanding of poverty, often framing recipients as undeserving rather than as people facing structural hardship. This stigma has helped justify weaker benefits and tighter eligibility rules. As a result, the safety net has been reduced just where it is needed most, especially for mothers raising children alone. The book makes the case that without cash assistance, many households cannot bridge the gap between low earnings and basic needs. In policy terms, this makes welfare not a peripheral issue, but one of the core tools for reducing deep poverty and preventing hardship from becoming long-term destitution. Fourthly, racial discrimination deepens poverty and concentrates its harms on non-white communities. Edelman repeatedly links poverty to racial inequality, arguing that non-white minorities are disproportionately represented among the poor because discrimination shapes access to jobs, schools, housing, and public treatment. This is not presented as a separate or secondary issue, but as one of the major structural reasons poverty persists in America. The book highlights how racial barriers compound the effects of low wages and weak public support, making it harder for people of color to move into stable, well-paid work or accumulate security across generations. Edelman also pays attention to the experiences of young people of color, who are especially vulnerable to losing opportunities before adulthood is complete. That focus matters because it shows poverty as a process that can close off future possibilities early, rather than merely a temporary lack of income. By linking race and poverty so closely, the book challenges any analysis that treats economic inequality as race-neutral. It suggests that anti-poverty policy must confront discrimination directly, not just redistribute resources in the abstract. In this framework, reducing poverty also requires changing institutions that reproduce racial disadvantage across communities and generations. Lastly, tax policy and inequality are treated as political choices, not unavoidable outcomes. Edelman argues that poverty cannot be understood apart from the distribution of national wealth and income, especially the gains concentrated at the top. A key part of his case is that rising inequality is not an accident of modernization, but a consequence of policy decisions that have favored the wealthy. He emphasizes that the income and wealth of the top 1% have grown at the expense of everyone else. And he points to tax policy as one of the levers that could be used differently. In particular, he supports reversing tax cuts for the wealthy as a way to help fund stronger anti-poverty measures and reduce inequality. This argument gives the book a distinctive political edge. It does not stop at diagnosing hardship, but connects poverty to fiscal choices and national priorities. The implication is that ending poverty is not impossible because of economic inevitability. It is difficult because of the way resources are allocated and protected. By framing inequality as a matter of public decision-making, Edelman asks readers to think about poverty reduction as an issue of political will, budget design, and social responsibility rather than charity alone. In conclusion, So Rich, So Poor will be especially useful for readers who want a serious explanation of poverty in the United States without the usual simplifications. It is a strong fit for students of public policy, social work, law, sociology, political science, and anyone trying to understand why poverty remains high in a wealthy country. The book offers practical value by connecting abstract debates to concrete policy areas, such as wages, welfare, family support, racial discrimination, and taxation. Its main benefit is that it helps readers see how these factors reinforce one another, rather than treating poverty as the result of a single cause. Compared with many books on the subject, Edelman's work stands out because it combines insider policy experience with moral clarity and an emphasis on structural explanation. It is not a general inspirational book or a personal memoir. It is a focused analysis of how institutions fail low-income people and what kinds of reforms would matter most. Readers looking for a concise but substantive account of American poverty will find it both accessible and analytically grounded. If you would like to support Peter Edelman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.